And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Today's program is going to be about a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. So stay tuned if you have any issues or you know someone who has issues. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. Today I want to talk about meditation. I want to talk about Christian meditation because I think it might be what you need. See, a lot of people, for example, they go to church, they read the Bible, okay? Or maybe they don't go to church, they don't read the Bible, but they try to live a decent life. You know, you try not to cheat people. You try to be honest and live properly, you know, as much as you can. You made some mistakes. Maybe when you were younger, you made some mistakes, or maybe you're still making some mistakes, but you do the best you can, okay? But life is not working. Something is wrong. Something's missing. Something's missing. Something's wrong. Things aren't working out. Seems like the harder you try, the worse things get. Okay? Or you have some kind of issues, health issues, or some kind of issues, financial issues, relationship issues. You see what I mean? And so, you need a little bit of help. You need a little help, and you somehow sense that the answer to your problems has something to do with the spiritual side of life. Okay, well, I can help. So let's get started. I don't have much time to waste. Incidentally, welcome all of you in the Pennsylvania area and in Pensacola, Florida, and thereabouts. And of course, welcome the folks in Palm Springs, California. Now, the folks in Palm Springs are very lucky they get half an hour. The folks in Pennsylvania and Florida, you get 15 minutes. So remember to write down the web address, talktoapastor.org, so you can listen to the whole 30-minute program, because the second half, frankly, got to be honest, a lot of times once I get warmed up, the second half has a lot more super, super useful information than the first half, okay? But I want to get started right now. Let's talk about meditation. Now, how long have I been studying religion or interested in religion and reading about religion and thinking about it and about philosophy and so on? 50 years. For 50 years now, okay? And how long have I been specializing? How long have I been on the path of becoming an expert in Christian meditation? Over 20 years. Over 20 years. Almost a quarter of a century now. And so I know a lot about meditation, and I have found a very special meditation, a very special one, an ancient Christian meditation practice. It's actually a Christian prayer meditation, an ancient one. The purpose of which, does this sound good? It is good. It is good. The purpose of this Christian prayer meditation, okay, is to help you get a little closer to God. Now, would that be nice? Oh, wouldn't that be nice? That would be so nice. A lot of you sense that your problems would be on the mend if you could get a little closer to God. And you try. Of course you try. Maybe you pray. But it seems like there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect or a distance. Okay? Well, it helps you get a little closer to God. It also helps you to get out of negative thinking. Okay, now this is very, very important. I want you to listen up very carefully. And hang in there. Okay? Hang in there and listen, because this could be the most important lecture or the most important radio program that you have ever heard in your whole life, because I may have the missing piece. In fact, I do. I have the missing piece to complete whatever else good things you're doing. I found the missing piece, and I'm giving it away. It is absolutely free. This meditation, I've made it absolutely free. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. I've been on the air for over 25 years. Okay? Over 25 years. And of course, I have an earned master's degree and a doctorate in pastoral psychology. I've written 18 books. Okay? Been around a long time, helped a lot of people. And yes, I taught graduate and undergraduate courses for over 20 years also. Okay, so I've got some bona fides. Now let's continue. This is very important. We're talking about Christian meditation, the missing piece. See, what happens is, look, a lot of, for example, let's take a lot of nice, good people, good Christian people, good regular people that aren't Christians. They try to live properly, okay? But what happens? You go out in the world and you get upset. You get upset. Somebody does something or says something, it upsets you. Or you go out and traffic upsets you or irritates you or exasperates you. Okay, and then there's injustice. Okay, and you resent the injustice. So you go out in the world and these things happen. You become upset. Then you come home, okay, and now you're tense. See, and you've built up submerged emotions from being out in the world. Then you come home and then what? Then you get in an argument with your spouse or you yell at your kids. And then you feel defeated. You feel defeated because you're not living as you ought and as you would like. Okay? The next morning you promise yourself, today I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to yell at my kids. I'm not going to get angry at my wife. I'm not going to get irritated at traffic. You go out in the world. Things happen. And then out of nowhere something happens at work. See, for example, out of nowhere they dump extra work on you or something. And you get upset, and then the whole thing happens all over again. Well, I have the missing piece that will help you to solve that. I can help you. This meditation helps you to become pre-armed with patience. Pre-armed with patience. So you go out in the world already armed with patience. Remember, Paul talked about putting on the full armor of God. Well, this is the real deal. Okay, this will help you. Okay? So this is a little technique, a little prayer meditation. With Christian meditation that actually helps you in real time, okay, to be able to implement the things that you would like to implement in your life, like patience, kindness, forbearance, long-suffering, courage. See, all these things. So now let's talk about it one more time. Here's a good example, okay, of what happens. I was listening this morning, I was listening to radio, Christian radio. There was a nice man, he said he went to visit a friend in the hospital, and this friend was in his 90s. He was in his 90s, and his friend was dying, okay? And his friend said, I was in the hospital bed, and he was in a lot of pain. And his friend said, I can't pray. He said, my mind is full of pain. My mind is so full of pain, I can't pray, okay? Well, that's an extreme example, okay? But it pretty much is right on the money as far as what happens to us. When you get upset, you go to work and something happens, you get upset, then your mind is on that. What he said, what she said, what he did, what you could have done, what you're going to say. You see what I mean? You get into an argument with your partner, and then it's what he said or what she said, see? And so these upsets, these resentments, these anger, these things that happened, see, they start whirling around in your mind, and then you start to worry. And the more you're lost in your thinking, the more you're lost in thoughts, see, the more that mistakes you then make in real life, okay? See, you're sitting at the traffic light, and it turns green, and you're so lost in thinking that people behind you start honking. Or you're driving down the freeway, and you're so lost in thinking about what happened or worrying about the future that you drive right past the exit you're supposed to go. See what I mean? Well, those are just little examples, but in life, you can imagine the kind of mistakes we make where we mishandle the situation with our partner or with our kids or at work, see? Or we make the wrong move because we were unaware, because we were upset and lost in thinking. So the meditation helps you to get out of thinking. It helps you to find a space, okay? A space where you're outside of thinking, not lost in thinking. And when you're not lost in thinking, you're closer to God. So you're not going to find, you can't find God down in your imagination or your thinking, and see, and you won't find answers down there either. Okay, what you need to be is to be out of thinking and back in reality. You're the bird sing. You're a little closer to God. You're a little closer to intuition. You're not lost in negative thoughts, worries, doubts, and fears. That's what the meditation will help you to do. And it's free. It's an ancient Christian meditation I have updated. Okay, updated, made it modern. It's only a few minutes long. It's like, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes long. But it could do you a world of good. Okay? Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Incidentally, if you'd like to send me an email, you can send me an email at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Okay, if you're in a hurry, see, a lot of people are in a hurry, and they're busy. You know, you're a busy person, a busy executive, a busy saleswoman, a busy parent. You're busy, okay? So here is where you go to find what I call the easy meditation. This is an ancient Christian prayer meditation. Now, if you're not lost in thinking, then you have found a better prayer place. Have you noticed how hard it is to pray when you're lost in worries, or when you're lost in doubts and fears, when you're upset, when you're angry, when somebody said something and you became angry? You notice how hard it is to pray? Okay? Well, this meditation helps you to snap out of that, okay, back into reality where the birds are singing, okay, back in the present moment, not lost in thinking about the past or worrying about the future, but in the present, and there you're a little closer to God, and that's your prayer place, okay? That's your prayer place, and you can find your prayer place. You can find this space where you're a little closer to God and can pray better. You can find this space very easily with the help of the meditation. Once you've practiced it a couple times or a few times, you know, listening to my recording, then you'll be able to do it on your own. Okay? All right. So that's what you need to find that little prayer place. There you can pray. You're closer to God. In fact, being a little closer to God, you know, what does it say? God already knows what we need before we even ask. When you're closer to God, then it also helps you to not worry. You're closer to God and you're not lost in worries, doubts, and fears. So you're not worried. You're not fearful. You're not lost in negativity. You're back in the present moment. There you are, in the present moment. Here comes your child or your wife or your husband or someone, okay? And now you will be able to deal with your interaction with that person, see, in a calm way, a reasonable way, and perhaps with wisdom and understanding. See, that's what your kids need from you. They need understanding, okay? All right, so if you go to talktoapastor.org, go to talktoapastor.org. Remember, it's so easy to remember. Talktoapastor. Just remember, it's O-R-G. And there I am. There it is. It's called the Easy Meditation. Okay? It's the Easy Meditation. You'll see it right there. You scroll down a little bit. There it is. Okay? And then you can go there and listen to it. And within 5 minutes, you'll be in a prayer place. In 5 minutes, see? It's like having your own little prayer retreat you can take around with you once you learn how to use it. And I'm making an app right now. I'm very busy making an app. So it'll help you with your cell phone or your iPhone or your Android. Okay? But you don't need the app. You can just get your smartphone or your iPad or your computer or whatever and just go to talktoapastor.org, and then there you'll see it. You can click on the link and you'll have it, okay? So, now you got the idea, okay? When a person is so... Look, here's another example. When a person is lost in a fever. Have you ever have a fever and you're all delirious? It's very hard to pray. It's hard to think straight. See? Hard to pray, hard to think straight. Well, when you get upset, when you go out in the world and get irritated at traffic and angry at some injustice, doesn't mean you have to like the injustice, no. But the mistake is resenting it, see? It's a resentment that throws you into a negative frame of mind and throws you down into those negative thoughts. Okay? So, the meditation helps you to stay out of those negative thoughts. Okay? It helps you not to fall into them in the first place, which is the best thing. But now you have a habit of escaping into thoughts, so now you need to find a way to snap out of those thoughts. My name is Pastor Roland. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. And incidentally, you don't have to be a Christian to benefit from this meditation. You do not have to be a Christian. Okay? Now, I want to say a couple of words. First of all, how did I come upon this meditation? Well, it's a long story. But I discovered, I'll just tell you one little story. Years ago, there used to be a man on the radio called Chaplain Ray. Chaplain Ray. This is going back 30 years, 25, 30 years ago. Chaplain Ray was a very nice man. He had a prison ministry. He loved helping prisoners. And he went to prisons all the time, spoke to the men there and the women. And he helped them. So he had a radio program, Chaplain Ray. And one night, I used to listen to him every night. It was like a 15-minute program every night. It was on KFAX in San Francisco, and I used to listen. And there he was, Chaplain Ray. And he was giving away a book. And it was called Finding God Through Prayer by a lady named Madame Jeanne Guyon. Madame Jeanne Guyon. She wrote a book called Finding God Through Prayer. And he said she was a nice lady who actually had been imprisoned. She was persecuted. She was a nice lady, a truthful lady. And she, you know how a lot of times whistleblowers are persecuted. And you remember, they persecuted Christ. You know how that is in the world. There's everything's upside down. But she was actually in jail for no reason. She didn't do anything wrong other than she disagreed with the powers that be. They didn't like her. She had something different. See, what she actually found was she found the presence of God. She was a very spiritual lady. She lived in France back in the 1700s. Or was it the late 1600s, I think. Very nice lady. But she wrote this book, and she actually called it A Short and Easy Method of Prayer in French. She wrote it in French because she was in France. But it's been translated. Now you'll find it, Finding God Through Prayer, and some other titles. But basically the idea is she found, in a very simple way, she found how to become still and find the presence of God, to be in the presence of God. Okay? She did. And she tried to share it with other people. Okay, and she wrote this little book. So it's a classic, a Christian classic. Okay? And so I got the book. I sent a little donation to Chaplain Ray, and I got the book. So here you have this man who has a prison ministry. And here he is offering a book by this little lady from 300 years ago called Finding God Through Prayer. It was just remarkable. But there I was, and somehow I was galvanized. I leapt from bed and wrote down the name of the book, and then I got it. Okay? Well, that sort of began my search, or continued my search, see? And I found that other people down through the ages, people like Francois Finlow or Brother Lawrence, Thomas A. Kempis, see? St. Augustine, St. Francis de Sales, Miguel Molinos, people like that, you know, seem to have found the presence of God, and they tried to help us to find it also. But I also discovered that there's a little Christian prayer meditation that shows you how to be in the present moment, just to get out of thinking and in the present moment, okay? Which puts you in a nice prayer place where you can get closer to God, okay? Well, I found that, and ever since then, now for 25 years, I've been sharing it with people. Now, if you go to my website, you'll see I have a four-part one. Very nice. It's beautiful. It's more elaborate. Has a lot of instruction about, you know, how to forgive and how to let go of grudges, how to speak up and clear the air, and how to deal with worries and with doubts and things like that. Just a lot of very good instruction. Okay? But I've also made other meditations. They're all the same. See, they're all basically the same. The only difference is that they are, you know, geared toward certain issues. Well, this one is the simple one. I have simplified it. And this is the simplest one. It's for busy people, busy executives. It's an excellent meditation for beginners. Okay? It's what you need to get started. You need something short something easy, okay? And something that's very, very solid, okay? See, there are a lot of meditations. Some of them are flaky. Some of them are weird, okay? Some of them are good, like the mindfulness meditations. They're somewhat good about, they tell you to be in the present moment, but they leave God out. They leave God out. They can't be right. Okay, well, this is like a little mindfulness meditation that includes God. Okay, so you need to get it. Go to talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217. Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, so you need to get to meditation. So you can be in the present moment and get out of negative thoughts, be a little closer to God, find a little prayer place. And the way to get the meditation, it's completely free. It's at talktoapastor.org. I call it the easy meditation. It's for busy executives, busy people, people that need little help right away. Something simple, something easy, something solid, okay, that includes God. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.